This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
You know, the draft is tonight, the NBA draft. This has been some month for sports. It really has been. And the Knicks have the 8th pick and the 23rd after they made a deal combining their 28th and a second-round pick to get the 23rd. So do they move up further? We'll see. I'm sure that's a possibility. The Nets, I believe, have the 19th pick. And that pick only has value before they make it, if they want to use that pick in the Harden deal. Unless the Rockets tell them who to pick. I don't know if things work like that. There was one report yesterday that the deal was done. The Nets are denying it. And as Peter said earlier, the Rockets saying we're very, very willing to be uncomfortable going into the training camp. But if you want to listen, like if you're in the car, we are carrying the whole draft here on 98.7 ESPN. And it's kind of like a melange of draft and Carlin. So Carlin will start at 7 o'clock right after this show. And then once they start making picks, it'll be pick Carlin, pick Carlin, pick Carlin. Which was they always used to do in the playground, pick Carlin.
Love but no, wait, you mean pick on Carlin or
no,
pick
no,
in
no.
the play?
Carlin was quite an athlete.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
What was his game of choice?
He was a high hurdler, which I heard.
See, this is what I don't like.
He was a pole vaulter.
See, Don, well, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
Why would you poke fun?
I'm not poking fun. He was very athletic before he let
really?
It get away.
Really? He was a pole vaulter?
Yes.
No, he never was.
What, you looking it up on Twitter? Or on
No, because I met him shortly after he left college. So
well,
when did
he had already done, he'd been done vaulting.
Wow.
Why can't you guys just take my word for it?
Because I think you're a liar. And nothing you're saying right now makes any sense or could possibly be true.
You know what? Let's table this because we have more important things to do. Talk to the great Seth Greenberg.
Seth even knows it's a lie.
Yeah, he does not.
He knows
know.
Carlin.
Seth, Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
You not too much.
Safe?
Yeah, how about you? You a family?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're fortunate. We're very, very fortunate.
Knock on wood. All right, so we got the draft tonight. Let's start out this way. The reports are the Knicks would like to get a point guard. Who would be available, in your opinion, that would fit that bill at 8?
Well, if he's available in the New York Minute, I would take Tyrese Haliburton. But then again, if I was at number one, I might take Tyrese Haliburton.
Really?
So, I mean, Tyrese Haliburton is 6'5". He can shoot step at threes. He can get in the lane and make plays. He's a willing defender. He's very good at ball screens. He's solid as a rock. He has maturity. I think he's a can't-miss guy.
And you would take him one over all the other guys that are...
Well, I would take James White. Now, here's the thing. As I look at this draft, there's no guy that really separates themselves at the very top. I think the draft has pretty good depth. I think there's some guys that will emerge in this draft that are going to be really good players. It might be the top three. It might not be the top three. Like, each one of the guys in the top three are ifs. You take, you know, LaMelo Ball. He turns it over 6 times a game, not playing in the NBA. His shot selection is not very good. He's got incredible vision. He's got terrific size. He's not a willing defender. Anthony Edwards is intriguing. 6'5", 6'9", wingspan, you know, physique. But, like, he went to that workout the other day, and he was out of shape. You looked at his workout compared to Tyrese Maxey's workout, and you went, whoa, what's wrong with this? 29% three-point shooter, only 19 years old. He's going to get better. He's an if. I mean, that's just the way it is. So, I mean, those three guys are really good. They're good. They have a chance. Now, I think that this draft is all about the depth. I think that you can get guys later in this draft that are going to, you know, have an impact and help your team win. I put a big value on winning players. I put a big value on guys that are going to, you know, stand the test of time and not basically, like, to me as a coach, I want to know what I'm going to get out of a guy every single night. And that's why I like Haliburton.
How about the Israeli kid?
That he's really good. You know, he doesn't shoot it great yet. Legitimate size, strength, fiercely, fiercely competitive. Tough, playing obviously in the second best league in the world when they play in Euro Cup. terrific passer, physically strong, willing defender, a legitimate length, very good bounce, but shot it better at the end of the season in the Israeli championship, but not a great shooter yet. But he would be a guy, again, at eight, if they stayed at eight, that will probably be around. He's going to be a very good player. There's no doubt about it. He's much bouncier, and he's fiercely. My brother coaches in the Israeli league. He's fiercely competitive.
Would you have a different feel about this draft, Seth, if there was a tournament?
No, because I think that's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The two things that drive me crazy. I mean, I'd have a better understanding if I had a chance to do one-on-one interviews and take a guy at the dinner and sit with him and spend a full day with him. You have a season full of video. You have, basically, the kids at this point in his career, you have years of opportunities to evaluate a player. And then I'd go to the old, you know, Portsmouth tournament or the combine, and people would like go, man, I'll tell you what, that guy had a great combine. That's great. I watched him 30 times, all right? 30 damn times. I watched every single tape he's ever had. And you know what? That told me who he was. And then he played pretty well in the combine. You go, oh, let me tell you something. I missed on that guy. I wasn't right on that. Come on, man. You are who you are. You are who your field goal percentage says you are. You are who you are, you know, in competitive games where you had to play to win. Not in a combine scrimmage, not in a 3-on-0 workout, not in a 1-on-0 workout. So, I mean, no, I wouldn't be impacted by the, you know, two good games in the NCAA tournament when I have 30 games of that guy to have a good feel for who he is and how he wins.
ESPN college basketball analyst Seth Greenberg is our guest. There's some conjecture that Obi Toppin could drop to number 8 or close to it for the Knicks. Do you like Toppin's game?
I love his offensive game. I'm not totally crazy about his defensive game. Offensively, I think he's ready. At 6'9", he can short roll. A great passer. Step out and shoot the three. Can pick and pop. He runs the floor hard, although sometimes he contests and runs out of plays. I think he's got a maturity about him. He's unspoiled by the process. It's defensively. I'm just trying to figure out. He's not a very good ball screen defender. He's high hip, a little stiff in the hips, which worries me a little bit. But, yeah, offensively, he's really a good player. Kind of a little bit of a poor man's Amari Stoudemire.
Okay. Isaac Okoro.
Love his competitiveness. Isaac Okoro at 6'8", with like a 6'9 wingspan, can guard anyone in the NBA. Like I always say, he'd be a perfect compliment for Trey Young at Atlanta. The guy's a flat defender, big time athlete, really rebounds his position, very good off the bounce, getting to the rim. Doesn't shoot it well, but I do think he's a fiercely competitive player that can defend, that has athleticism, that's a winning player, that has a toughness that you can rely on every single night. The only void in his game to me, and he's a pretty good passer, the only void in his game to me is, you know, what will his range be? Because, let's face it, you know, your defensive game plan is predicated on shot makers or shot takers. Your defensive game plan is ball screen defense is predicated on who's going to tag the roller off a non-shooter. So, but everything else, I think he's really good. I think he's really tough. I think he's physical. I think he's competitive. I think he can rebound it. I think he can defend anyone. And he's really good on the baseline.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
How weird does this overall just feel for you, Seth, just it being this time of year? Does it feel like this is the season for the draft? Like, how off is it?
Well, it's not the season for the draft. That's the yeah. You know, I mean, guys, I would think about this. I mean, these guys are going to get drafted, and instead of going to, you know, let's face it, enjoy the draft, go to summer league, play against a bunch of guys that are not going to be in the league, have success, get acclimated to the NBA rules, kind of have that moment, and then come to camp where you have at least a little bit of a foundation, and then you get kind of, you know, you get embraced by the veterans, and one of the veterans kind of puts his arm around you and kind of teaches you how to be a pro. These guys are getting drafted, and about 20 days after that, or not even, they're going to training camp.
Yeah, 12 days.
12 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are the same guys that their season ended, all right, and then they were in quarantine probably for a month and a half, and then they probably went and worked out with a workout guy to try to stay in shape and get ready for their next career. There's nothing normal about this process for these kids. Right. I hope they really celebrate tonight in terms of, I don't mean celebrate and go out and be irresponsible, because no one should be irresponsible right now. We need to have a discipline as a society. But, I mean, just, it finally came for them. And it's pretty special. No different than, like, for the college kids. We're going to play games starting next Wednesday. Mm. You know, those kids have been through a lot, man. They've been through a lot. You know, they're learning, you know, off of a computer. They can't cross campus. They can't go to a movie. They can't sit and visit with their coach in an office. All these kids, all society is, my greatest concerns are the mental health aspect on all of this for every aspect of society. And, you know, obviously, because I'm a person that's involved in college basketball and basketball in general, you know, we're talking about that. But I see it right now. My daughter's just got a Pastor Barnes, an attorney, and, you know, she's working from home. Here she's, you know, busted her tail, you know, 2 degrees, got a tremendous job, and she has yet to walk in her office. That's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard on all these kids. So I hope they really get a chance to, you know, look, kind of look down. I always tell kids, look through a tunnel. See where you are now and see where you've been and all the work that you put in to get to this point. I hope they can appreciate it.
Are you confident they'll be able to get through the college basketball season?
We're going to get through the college basketball season. It's going to be different than any we've ever had. Look, there's going to be roadblocks and detours. There's going to be contact tracing. There's going to be games that are going to be rescheduled. And that's why, as opposed to what Coach Pitino said, and all due respect to Rick, the earlier we start, the better off we are, because it gives us more time to adjust. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a season like no other, but we're living in a society like no other. And that I think that we will have games canceled. We just saw the tournament in South Dakota that's usually in the Bahamas, the Texas A&M, just pulled out yesterday. So that's impacting schedules. I think once we get into league play, once the students get off campus, which they're going to get off campus this week, I think we'll be able to put, the kids are basically isolation environments anyway. All right. I mean, that's what they're in. I mean, they walk, they go to the class. I had Roy Williams on our podcast the other day. You know, the kids come over and they actually do all their classes online in a room. And then the kids do their study hall work, and they're in the gym. They're in the Dean Dome from like 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. They never leave. They're there for breakfast. They do their classwork. They do their weights. They do, you know, they do everything. They just stay in that building. So, but we're going to have a season. I think the idea of going to one site for the final four, for the NCAA tournament, it makes sense. You don't have to cross states and deal with quarantine protocol. You don't have to cross states and deal with, you know, county protocol. You're just going to bring everyone to one site. Let's face it, at the end of the first weekend, half of those teams are going to be gone. And Indianapolis is a great place for it, because you've got enough hotels, you've got enough facilities. You can have limited access, isolation environments. We'll get through this season, and hopefully all these vaccines that are coming through are eventually going to be up to have a game plan that they're going to be able to execute it and get people protected. So, but I think we're going to have a season, but it's going to be a season that's going to be unique. I say three things: multiple plans, patience, because things are going to happen, and protocol. And those three P's we can deal with. I think we'll all be fine. And then the coach that deals with the disruptions the best, their teams will deal with the disruptions the best. So if you're out there trying to figure out who's going to win, and you know you might gamble a little bit, watch how coaches respond to what happens during the course of the season. Because coaches that overreact, their teams will then reflect the coaches.
Now, before we let you go, we have 30 seconds. You mentioned Roy Williams made me think of this guy. How did Cole Anthony drop so quickly? I mean, can he play?
He can play. He's an undersized scoring ball guard. Didn't have great vision. Now, he was hurt. Coach Williams told me he was hurt. He only played 9 games healthy. Things score first a little bit too much. Didn't see plays as well as he should. Didn't switch straight, a little bit undersized, but... It'll be interesting to see. I mean, look, I coached against his dad. I mean, he doesn't have his dad's vision. He's a better scorer than his dad was. He is competitive. He's got a powerful body. But I think in terms of seeing the game and feeling the game, he didn't show that as much as I would have expected with his pedigree. But he's going to be, he'll be between 12 and probably 25. And then he's got to compete. All these guys got to understand. They're going into the league. What they did in college is history, right? What they do in the NBA, they will make their own mark on how they basically apply themselves, their professionalism, and how they adjust to, you know, understanding that now they control their own destiny. No one's kissing their rear ends. They're either good enough or they're not good enough. That good league stuff, is very man. Unforgiving. It's the most exclusive club in the world. It's not for everyone.
Seth, stay safe, you and your family. Thank you for checking in with us, and enjoy the draft tonight.
Guys, thanks so much. Stay safe.
Thanks,
be well. Happy
Bye.
Thanksgiving.
Take care.
Hey, join us every Football Friday this season for our Cover 3 Trivia Contest, where we'll give a lucky caller the chance to prove their fandom and win up to $100 to PC Richard & Son and more. It's brought to you by PC Richard & Son. For appliances, TVs, electronics, and mattresses, shop in-store or online and get free delivery or curbside pickup at any location. PC Richard & Son. Shop safe. Shop local. All right, we'll come back. We'll take some more phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you, Jeff Van Gundy at 5, right here on Yes, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.